This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Filing of nomination has begun for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections with the issuance of notification today. The 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on 28th October. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of this month. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. The second phase of polling will take place on 20th November. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. For the first time, the Election Commission has provided online nomination facilities for candidates. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said, nomination form is available on the online portal suvidha.eci.gov.in. By creating an account, candidates can fill out the nomination form and deposit the security amount. Filing of nomination papers also began in Uttar Pradesh for the by-election to 9 assembly seats with the issuance of notification today. Nominations can be filed till the 25th of this month. The assembly seats where by-elections will be held are Katihari, Karhal, Mirapur, Kundarki, Phulpur, Sisamau, Ghaziabad, Majhawan and Kher. 8 out of these 9 seats fell vacant after its MLAs were elected as MPs in the Lok Sabha polls. In Sisamau, however, the by-poll is being held due to the disqualification of SP MLA Irfan Solanki, who was convicted in a criminal case. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral meetings and delegation-level talks with the top leadership of Malawi today. On the second day of a 3-day visit to Malawi, President Murmu will be holding bilateral meetings with the President of the Republic of Malawi, Lazarus Chakwera. Delegation-level meetings will also be held today on various issues. The President will also visit the National War Memorial and Mausoleum. The President interacted with the Indian diaspora last evening. She urged the Indian community to continue to do good work and to be active partners in the vision of Viksit Bharat. The President reached Malawi yesterday on the final leg of her week-long visit to 3 African nations, including Mauritania and Algeria. The Supreme Court today held that the Prohibition of Child Marriage Act cannot be stunted by personal laws and marriages involving children violate the free will to have a life partner of choice. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra also issued guidelines for effective implementation of the law on prevention of child marriages in the country. In Jammu and Kashmir, the UT government today announced the allocation of portfolios to the newly appointed ministers. Our correspondent reports, the communique issued by Raj Bhavan outlines the departmental responsibilities of various ministers in the Jammu and Kashmir administration. The order also specifies that any departments or subjects not assigned to the ministers will remain under the purview of the chief minister. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said unconventional warfare has posed new challenges in the defence sector. He said technology has given rise to this new form of unconventional warfare. Rajnath Singh said this while addressing at the launch of Dare to Dream 5.0 Innovation Contest in New Delhi. Delhi NCR has been engulfed by a layer of smog ahead of the winter season. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, CPCB, the air quality of the city deteriorated to the poor category as the air quality index AQI hit 292 this morning. As per the CPCB, poor AQI can cause breathing discomfort to most people on prolonged exposure. The Israel Defense Forces have announced the elimination of Hamas chief Yahya Sinwar in a targeted ground operation in Rafah in southern Gaza. Sinwar was among the 3 Hamas militants killed in the operation yesterday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the soldiers and made clear that however big a victory, it is not the end of the war. In cricket, New Zealand were 395 for 9 wickets in their first innings against hosts India on the third day of the first test match in Bengaluru when reports last came in. New Zealand are currently leading by 349 runs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.